I'm Vince Kelvin. You are listening to my podcast. I want to start with a fun little idea. I saw that in a movie. So you can learn from any place, anytime, with an open mind. And in that movie, one guy, it was a mystery movie, one cop looks at a vase as he's at somebody's place, and he says, "That's an interesting vase. It's kind of confusing, but I like it." So it made me smile, and I think this is fairly interesting. We start quite vague. That's an interesting outfit. Some could call it a little bit of an egg. What comes next? It's kind of confusing. And then, so you don't appear to be needy like every other guy who goes like, "I like this, I like that, but I like it." So I wanted to rapidly share this fun little bit with you. I repeat it once. Sometimes easier to register if we repeat it. So, it's an interesting, whatever you're noticing, it's an interesting X. It's kind of confusing, but I like it. It's an interesting, whatever you're noticing, it's kind of confusing, but I like it. Now, a brief piece for tonight. So, some places in the world are becoming more and more social again. Are people going to be more social, less social, or the same? That's a beautiful way to start an interaction. Quick question, I've been wondering, and I think I'm not the only one. What's your take on this? Do you think that people are going to be more social, less social, or the same? Now, if the person goes, "Oh, I think less social," go, "Oh, we better remedy right now. I'm going to do my best to be a little bit social, even though I may be rusty," laughing. "Oh, they're going to be more social. Ah, thank God. Well, let's begin now. I think it's going to be the same." Well, you know, for me, I've always been social. So if you're saying it's going to be the same, well, let's be social now. Here's the next gift I want to share with you guys tonight and ladies who are listening. And then after that, we open the floor for questions. There's an imbalance from the get-go, and the imbalance is often misread, misinterpreted. Oh, that's a nice stumble right there. Misinterpreted. Can one of you listening unmute and help me with my pronunciation? Misinterpreted. No?
Misinterpreted.
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 Ah, I'm adding a syllable. Misinterpreted. Misinterpreted.
Misinterpreted is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Miss America. Misinterpreted. So, initially there's an imbalance because we need to know ourselves. We need to know what we're dealing with. So, if we know ourselves, men, and if you're a woman listening, men, we have two tendencies. Now, it's not all that we have, but two tendencies. One of them, we tend to go in one direction. Okay? Sometimes women laugh and they say that men cannot really multitask. I see it myself. If I'm driving and when I need to make a turn, suddenly the girl says something, for me, it's like, I'm making a turn right now. Wait, tell me afterwards. So I work to be a little looser than that. So we tend to go in one direction, and that's neither good or bad. It depends where, when, in the context. Now, the next challenge is that we also tend to be ready to go for it sooner, too soon. We're too easy because we're a little desperate. It can be easy to be a little desperate. So you combine those two. On one hand, there's times when we're too under the radar, and that's not cool. You know, we don't appreciate it. I booked a hotel in Vegas, and they were not being straightforward. It was a shenanigans. I found out early enough. I'm getting my money back. But basically, they were advertising 3 nights, you know, like for $169. Oh, my God, that's amazing. 3 nights, $169 total. Ah, but there was a catch to it. You have to go see a presentation. They're asking you how much you're making in your household. Okay. So it's a mislead, since we're talking about miss. And we got to watch out, because it's totally understandable that sometimes women are all aggravated if we mislead from the get-go. You know, under the radar, I don't want anything, I'm just your friend. No, we're here to grow and be men that are way above and beyond that. On the other hand, there's times also when our sense of being direct, straight up, is too much. It's not seductive. It's not fun. We barely know the person, and already we're saying, well, I don't want this. I want that. I'm not looking for a relationship. That's all too abrupt, too intense. So what's the higher solution? The higher solution, real seduction, is we don't go in one direction. We go in two directions. Automatically, it will rebalance the fact that we're ready sooner than they are. And then we get frustrated. And to them, we appear to be a little pushy or needy, and they don't take us back. So we move in the direction of, hey, I don't want anything. It's unlikely anything will be happen. And at the same time, we move in the direction that you do grab my attention. And I got to say it. Even though I don't often say that, you are sexy. So that's your solution. See, too many guys, they will number close and they may say something like, hey, what's your number? That's one direction. It doesn't have the counterbalance. And that's a little abrupt. What if instead we go like, you know, I'm tempted to say we should be in touch. At the same time, you know, we never know. And I'm so busy, so please don't take it personally if I never contact you. But you, I'm pretty sure I will contact you. Okay? So notice there's two directions. That's essential. And that's a core piece that resolves a core problem. The core problem is we tend to move in just one direction as guys. The second core problem is that there's an imbalance from the get-go. Okay? We're ready to cross the finish line, and they're still tying their shoes to start the race, so to speak. So, of course, that gap will become bigger and bigger through time. There are exceptions, of course, but I think this is essential. Now, the surface stuff, you know, is like presentation. I mean, it's not because, for example, we'd have a beautiful spirituality that we should neglect our bodies, okay? That we should neglect our affairs. There's no merit in that, and it's counterproductive to the initial intention. So, yes, it is important to have the small pieces, but ultimately they're of no avail, just like a lamp is not going to work until it's plugged to the current. So what's even more important is to reach that place within through time when we're no longer so desperate or eager that genuinely this is no longer something we've learned to say. There's the girl. Yes, it would be wonderful if something happens. But at the same time, you know, hey, I may be able to cold read, but I'm certainly not able to know everything and foresee the future. And maybe it's better not. I don't know. But it's tempting. That is the essence of seduction. Now, because we avoid moving only in one direction. If you do that, you don't only do that. Maybe at some point you go, I tell you what, I want to see you. I know it's a little bit last minute, there's still a touch of it, but we also, you know, once we have it all in place, I'm going to be straight up with you. I've been thinking about you and I wish to hang out with you. No back and forth texting every weekend, you got something else. And hear my tone, I'm laughing. Got to be amused by it all. It's not so significant. It's both. On one hand, it is imperative to address this matter of life, because if we keep it unaddressed, we're unsafe, meaning we will compromise. We will at some point maybe settle. And that could have a toll on every other aspect of our lives. And no matter where we take it, it's never final, so it's never easy. It takes some serious chops and the desire to be fulfilled and create something of great value for you and those involved in that area. But at the same time, we take it also too seriously. Okay? It needs to be approached much more lightly on at the level of the interaction. Great. We're 12 minutes in. Let's give it another max 18 minutes. The floor is open for you to voice yourself, which is always a good thing to do. That's the prerequisite. That's the first thing I shifted for myself. I realized that if I waited for others to take the first step, to talk, to be social, to ask something, I would wait forever. And I wasn't being fair to myself. And I also realized it's super easy. So it's some investment you make for yourself intelligently. You don't always have to talk, but when we're here to be social, it would be foolish not to seize that opportunity. So what can I do for you tonight?
Yeah, hey, Vince. I've got a question. My question is, so I've been...
So a cash first and then stand. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been going out and I've been making intentional time to go out and be more social. And when I make the decision, okay, I'm going to go out, then I go for a walk right around the corner. And then when I get to the place where I'm like, okay, this is where I'm going to be more social, I notice myself doing the opposite, right, of getting a little bit more closed in, if that makes sense. So...
Yeah.
My question to be sharp is, what can I do in, like, because there's always a time gap, right, of a couple minutes even, or 10 minutes, whatever, however long it takes to arrive. What can I maybe do in that time period to keep myself in that same mode of decision making that I was originally?
Beautiful. I would rewire it from the get-go. Beautiful. Thank you for asking that. This is going to be very helpful to everybody listening. Okay. Just a side note. I know some may be listening, and we all tend to do that thing where we focus on an extreme that we are not, and then we conclude that if we're not that extreme, we don't have that challenge. Okay? So, example would be, someone listening might be thinking, no, me when I go, I start to talk and I start to talk. Still, benefit from the answer, because maybe for you, it's when there is a little bit more at stake that the manifestation is the same. Okay? Now, that being said, we're talking about men, we tend to move in just one direction. So sometimes we just don't make the time to go be social, but then when we make the time, that's all that we focused on. So personally, I work it differently. First, there's categories. Ideally, I'm going to seize any opportunity that's already occurring, even when it's not official that I'm venturing the world to be social. So capitalize on that way more. Now, oftentimes, there's a time constraint. Perfect. You got an organic, genuine time constraint. I would speak to you longer, but I'm on my way to the store, and I need to catch it before they close, as an example. So make a little mental note to encourage yourself to be more social as you go about errands, appointments, and intelligently, meaning you're not going to jeopardize your appointment. But my experience is that if you approach it intelligently, it can only contribute. And if I'm super focused because I have a meeting that's important to me, And then there's a girl, I may say, if you're still here, when I come out of my meeting, I will talk to you right now. I'm like super focused. Wish me luck. Grab her hand. Thank you. Go. Second one, it's important to start to have a lifestyle. I know we just went through a whole year of nothing being the way it was. Nevertheless, based on what you enjoy, you go and you enjoy it, and there are people involved. You never become the guy who took a yoga class because you hope to meet a girl over there. That's as creepy as can be. But you become the guy that I love yoga and I love the people and I love people in general, and I'm going to meet people as I'm going about my activity. Could be a formal class or it could be something informal that you enjoy doing. And the third one is just like going to the gym. You schedule it and you go. When you schedule it and you go, here are the two things that will really change your reality, Akash. Okay? Don't complicate them. They're super simple. One is totally unrelated to the pickup art, so to speak, but very present. And it's also present in many other matters. Emotions, thoughts, behavior is invisible. So it's not easy to gauge. And it can be fairly intense. So if the emotions are stronger, and I notice that I'm not doing much, I don't have a problem at that level. That's not abnormal. I have a deeper challenge. I'm unaware that it's not because that's happening that I cannot rapidly take steps. So don't be fooled by what comes first. It's one of my mantras. It's one of the first things that I've worked on and shared. Don't be fooled by what comes first on your side and on the other side. So right there, exercise the rapidity of I'm not taking many steps, but it's not that you are chained and suffocated and you can't do anything about it. There's so much that you can do. So don't buy into the illusion and start to take, we talked about it, easy steps, people that are already friendly. The second thing, unless you're at a place where, you know, sometimes if I feel it, only if I feel it, I may go like, if you think that I'm here just to talk to girls, you're right. But I'm talking to you right now. So, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And I say it and I own it completely. And I'm intelligent. I go towards candidates that are open to that. I don't insist with the person who's not smiling, the person who's already with somebody, and so on. But if not, I focus on a simultaneous mission. And I make it as organic as can be. Any given week, there's always something that we could be interested in or that we need or that we're looking forward to. And this is not about buying something. But, you know, get curious wherever you go. So if I venture the world, I'm not the guy that's venturing because I should talk to girls. And I'm not saying you are that. But I'm the guy that I got my little errand. I have something on my mind. And there's always something that I'm looking forward to. And oftentimes, what I'm looking forward to, I may find it and not acquire it. Or I may never find it. I don't know if you guys remember, if you've been around for some time, 2-3 years ago, I was fantasizing a sunbrella. I wanted an umbrella for the sun, but I wanted it to be very peculiar, to have almost like an Asian touch, those little Asian umbrellas, traditional one, blend with a touch of New Orleans type of voodoo umbrella, blend with a touch of Indian. Not Native American, Indian from India, the type of art and patterns. So I fantasized that. And actually, not too long ago, 3 years after, my girlfriend said, hey, that looks like a umbrella right there. And I didn't acquire it. Okay? So have something that you entertain like that, that you're looking forward to. And don't be fooled by what comes first. And also know the hierarchy I love the teaching of Tony Robbins about physiology. Okay, he made it simple. He made it clear. If I'm trying on the spot to change how I feel, it's intricate, depending how I feel. If I'm trying on the spot to change and redirect my thoughts, it depends on what I'm thinking. But if I decide to walk a little faster, to giggle, to laugh, to change something at the level of my body, unless I have a physical impairment, I can do that in a heartbeat. Tony Robbins would always say, in a heartbeat, in the twinkle of an eye. So work it that way. And don't make it difficult, and don't buy into illusions. Personally, me, I treat it, I think I mentioned that not too long ago, like stage hypnosis. See, the hypnotist is not going to take the person that is the most reluctant, the person that is unlikely to participate, the person that doesn't want to be there. Who do they select, a good stage hypnotist? The person who's most likely to participate. And then it creates a chain reaction. Once I learned that in hypnosis school, I thought, let me do the same at a social standpoint. I go for whomever is a little more upbeat. I go for situations, for example, if you're at a mall, I don't know currently, but most stores like Sephora, they have greeters. So you enter, and even if you don't say anything, somebody's going to say something to you. Okay? So seize all those little opportunities. Don't buy into stories. I think that, you know, Marilyn Williamson at some point in one of her brilliant book wrote something, and then Nelson Mandela and a lot of people got confused, borrowed it when during his inauguration speech or when it was released. And there was that famous sentence, who you are is powerful beyond measure. Who we are is powerful beyond measure. Okay? So we got to watch out. I go slow, really hear this, and then we'll take one or two more questions. I observe myself. If I don't have much that will challenge me, then I start to play it safer, and then I get caught into an illusion that soon would have me feel like I'm not capable of doing much or anything. And when I become aware of that, I realize, oh, you know, somewhere, somehow, and I'm not saying challenge yourself, but somewhere, somehow, I got seduced by not doing very much, and because I have that power within me, it doesn't know where to go. So I complicate, and then I micromanage, and then I forget my own true nature. So then I decide that I'm going to talk to girls, and the slightest little thing, the slightest little feeling, the slightest little contradiction, I sit with it and I psychoanalyze. Not everything must be treated that way. There it's about like no big deal. Let's walk around. Got to rekindle the soul with I don't feel like it and I'm doing it. Okay? So it's important to be gentle with ourselves. It's important to, it's critical, crucial, imperative to be loving with ourselves. It is a little foolish to think that we have to be harsh and push ourselves. It has its pluses. There's a time for everything. But I don't think that it's that valid. It's kind of modeling people who don't really know how to manage others or people who don't really know how to communicate. And their main mode of getting others to do the thing is to push and criticize and say, you haven't and you need to and you should. We got to avoid that. But that doesn't mean that everything that takes place, we just sit and again, work it and psychoanalyze it. Okay, so I speak for me. I hope you find value in this. Okay, right there, you paying too much attention and spending too much time with something that is a known issue from the get-go. Gain momentum, walk into a store, pass through people, hold the door, say, I'm holding it just for you, and that's it. I would not even make that be an issue. Initially for me, I was sometimes so uncomfortable that I recall being in interactions and noticing that my hands were shaking. Okay? Now, if I had gone, oh, you know, sometimes I'm in interactions and my hands are shaking and how could I get rid of this? But somewhere, somehow, and in other aspects of my life, I may be just a major drama queen, in all honesty. But somewhere, somehow there, I didn't let any of that stop me. Okay? Right there, I was, that's okay. Stutter, your hand is shaking, you don't feel like doing it. Take a step. Take a step. We're not that fragile. And I think after a while, everything can become a plus and a minus. And we've made great headways with the pickup community prior decades. Some brilliant people, some amazing headways. The world is evolving. We're constantly redesigning it, getting closer to the core. But at the same time, it crippled a lot of people also, that whole approach anxiety, this and that, the buzzword of social anxiety and so on. So in a pleasant way, go back to if I didn't have a choice. If I didn't have a choice. Okay? I hope you find great value. One final question for the evening. Who's going to seize that opportunity to build more verbal and social?
Hey, Vince, it's Stan. I have a question.
Good. Stan, do recall that when you are speaking and there's other people, if you don't mind me volunteering this, okay, it's an essential element. The more you wait between your words, the more other people have a chance, even if they're not talking, to get back in their mind and make decisions. Okay?
Right.
So if you can just accelerate a little bit the rhythm of it for that purpose, and there's always an alternative. The alternative would be own your own rhythm. But right there, the way you were starting, it was a little light to feel like you so own it that we don't mind the pause and we will listen to you no matter what the speed of your delivery, which is very pleasant. It's soothing. It's calming. It's easy to get a little frantic in the world the moment we got to drive, do something. So it's amazing.
Yeah.
But got to be aware of what's at stake. Okay?
Yeah.
If I own it and suddenly I go, all right, gentlemen,
right.
I can afford that pause. If I arrive and I go, hey, yeah, I have a question, and I leave a long pause, the weaker men will see that as their chance because they're not connected with their strength to just not need a little, then that's going to be easy. That guy isn't talking much. Okay?
Yeah.
So, side note.
Right.
And it's available to you in the here, in the now. So continue to play with that. What were you going to say? Forgive the interruption. I thought it was important to mention that.
No worries. Yeah, I just got a job at a restaurant as a server, and I've been working on approaching the world kind of like with what you've been teaching in your videos, kind of like being more social in a way. And I was going out and doing the exercises, writing my notebook, and trying to embrace the contrary action, but I was just seeing how to measure my own progress. So I was doing little exercises and making comments to people, but at the same time not trying to be dependent on my structure or my scheduling, but I was just looking for a way to measure my own progress.
Very good. Simple. Yeah. Willingness.
Willingness.
For this matter, measure it based on willingness.
Okay.
Okay? Because if you're more willing, you're going to make more progress.
Right.
And also, because, you know, it depends on other people as well. It depends on the location as well. There's times when, we're very social, but there's not that many people, and people don't appreciate it. So I would avoid measuring too much on externals. And that measurement on willingness, so measure how often you're willing. Are you willing to stretch it further? Are you willing to say, hey, actually, I want to chat with you a little longer. Are you willing to go, hey, I don't really know you. I know we just briefly spoke, but let's be in touch. No guarantee. I'll call you. I'm going to school. I'm working. I'm about to take a trip to Vegas. I'm doing a lot. What about you? Are you a person who does a lot? Not so much or nothing? Okay? Then, second distinction. My brother, you're doing awesome, but we can't correct everything. So, to organize it, we don't know how much we can be exposed to. So, I would not limit exposure. Okay? We can, for example, watch a lot of movies, and we're not going to reach a place of, oh, my God, that was too much information. Okay? So I would not be concerned about the quantity of information that you intake. Then, on the other hand, I would select one thing and maybe two other ones, so between one and three. But if you have three, make one a major thing. And really focus on that, okay? So avoid being the guy that you're working a little bit on this, but you're working also a little bit on that, and you're working a little bit on this, and you're working a little bit on that. You much better say, okay, right now, at a social standpoint, I have two main options to correct something that's key. There's no social police, there's less and less sophistication. So people will speak over you, people will have you there, and you know, so real social ethics would be we're somewhere and there's a person that's nearby in the group and they didn't even say much. One of us who's talking will take it up to us and say, and what about you, sir? What brings you here? But who is going to do that with you unless they're curious about you and they want something? Okay? My point is this. It's essential to not just give it too many gaps or a mode of delivery that's a little hesitant. That's got to be corrected. Okay? So decide that you are going to uncover existing ways to speak more assertively, pleasantly, assertively. One option is, you can go with the slower rhythm. You own it. Now, sometimes it's unpractical. If two people are already talking and they're talking like that, and suddenly I start to talk to them and I go, hey, now, unless something mind-blowing is happening on my side that even if I farted, people would clap their hands, that's going to be counterproductive. You get that? So measure your progress based on willingness. We backtrack what have we learned tonight. Ooh, quite a bit. That first fun idea was, it's an interesting style you got. So confusing, but I like it. I heard that in a movie. I thought it was pretty fun. Challenge, though. There's no such thing as lines. Lines are retarded. It's about a mindset, a way of being on the inside. Then, we got to watch out. Men, sometimes it's a plus, sometimes it's a minus. When it comes to connecting with women, it's a minus. We tend to go in just one direction, and we're too rocked and ready too soon. It's not fair to others. It's not fair to ourselves. So what's the remedy? The remedy go in two directions. I would speak with you, but I'm still socially distant. What about you? Okay, so I'm saying I would, I'm not going to, and at the same time I am speaking. It's extremely seductive. Okay? And that applies to all aspects of love, romance, relationships, you name it, in all phases and all stages. Then also reach that place where initially you're not so desperate that because there's a pretty girl at the office, at the doctor, you go, oh, my God, no, ease. And you treat it all more lightly. It's imperative to really handle that aspect of our lives. Okay? The downfall of a man is most likely to come through that or money. The rest we tend to be able to handle better for most. After that, you decide to go venture the world. That's not the only mode. Your modes are wherever I'm at, whenever I'm there, not in a way that's detrimental to the other things that I'm doing, and not in a way that's going to take extra time if I don't have the time, but it's going to work for me because it's impactful when you go, I would speak to you longer, you grab my attention, I'm late for a class. I'm Vince, if you can be fast, quickly take my number, and I'll take yours. But you got to be fast, otherwise you're going to make me late. Now, I can start and say, hey, girl who almost made me late. I got the nickname. So do more. It just takes remembering, maybe a little symbol, maybe a little reminder, maybe a little note. Maybe you wear a ring and you say, each time I make this ring, I remember to talk, a blend of everything, because remembering is always the toughest part of it. We can become more knowledgeable, more skilled, but then we don't remember. Remember to use it in the moment that you're in. That's the only moment that we have to really make progress. If I used it 2 weeks ago, it doesn't matter. What am I doing right here and right now? Then, forgive me, you also develop a lifestyle based on what you love, and meeting people is secondary. It happens naturally as you're doing what you love, and you also set time aside. When you set time aside, guaranteed it's all of us, they're going to be a little unease. Sometimes it can be pretty intense, okay? I heard a performer the other day. No, that was in another movie, but it was an attorney who told a guy, the actor was Tom, no, not Tom Cruise. Anyway, it's a little bit irrelevant who the actor was. Sorry. So he asked her what she felt before going on trial. And she goes, I feel like I'm going to mess up. I get sick to my stomach. I eat healthy so I don't vomit, but I sweat. I think that it's over. And then I start working. I get the pieces together, and I do well. And, you know, I don't think that there's ever been any event that I did and so on where I don't have a brief moment of, oh, what if everything goes wrong? What if nobody shows up? What if so-and-so creates a scene? What if this? What if that? It's normal, okay? So include it. Don't sit on it. It's normal, and then know that for every moment that we feel, oh, you know, I'm not feeling so good or I'm not being social, every millisecond there's an opportunity. You can move differently. You can address somebody. Start it with whomever is already talkative, everything that's easy. Position yourself. You know, sometimes guys, they walk around a nightclub and they look for that one girl when, if you're smart, you're doing it the smart way because you are smart. You go. You find the busiest spot at the bar. You tip nicely so they won't mind that you stay longer. And you're going to have people try to pass through. So you're perfectly positioned. You don't even need to talk. Somebody's going to go, excuse me. And they go, aha, I knew I had the best spot. Okay? If you're going to flirt with me, you can do better than pretending you want to talk to the bartender. Okay, I've kept this spot all night long. So you give it back to me afterwards, but I'm just going to give you a little space. Okay? So, and then your measure of your progress is willing. And be more willing. Be willing to go, hey, wait a second longer. Hey, it's you again. This time we're sitting down. I'm going to the store. Walk with me for a little bit. That's the kind of willingness that you develop. And do know that there's no need to repress yourself. We're playing music, we need an instrument. If we're working with computer, we need service. If we're going to be social, we need to express ourselves, really. So move away from the, hey, yeah, you know, I just, and don't buy into anything that's lying to you and that's telling you that you're not capable right here and right now to go, okay, I do have a question. I'll go fast. That's how you practice contrary action, okay? Thank you so much for listening tonight, and I will be on again next Monday. A couple things real fast. Vegas, June 5th and 6th, one spot left, 2 days. Contact me. Coming up this very weekend, online plus the recording, unbound action. When we take more action, there's a tendency to also become more tensed, right? Observe yourself. You get a little more productive, you're going to become more tense and you're going to think more. And there's also a tendency to sometimes not mind efforts when it's something that we love or we don't pay attention, and then to turn something simple into something that appears to so much effort. Think about it. We spend time on the phone like so much. But how often do you have that one phone call you should make for something? Hey, I'm going to pay my bill next week. Is that okay? And you don't make that phone call. We're all the same. Okay? So me, I'm not going back in the frenzy of the world is reopening and I'm just going to push it. I'm just going to chase. I want a different experience. I'm going to share ideas to have a different experience where I do more, but I also experience more ease. To really be like water, to be more productive, but not at the mercy of my nervous system or and eventually I get in fights with people or I do less because I don't want to have to deal with that. There's a better way. This weekend, unbound action. And then there's a one day in LA and a one day in San Francisco. So seize those opportunities. Thank you again. Have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody.